From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Erdogan declares state of emergency in Turkey. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has declared a three-month state of emergency following last week's thwarted coup in his country. Erdogan on Wednesday said the emergency is needed to hunt down all of those believed to have been responsible for the coup attempt. Speaking after a meeting with his cabinet ministers, the Turkish leader said the state of emergency is not meant to curb basic freedoms, but instead to counter threats to Turkish democracy. State media say authorities are acting to close down 626 private schools and other educational establishments in the latest step of a crackdown after the botched coup. The schools are linked to exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen, who set up a network of schools across Turkey to promote his teachings. In addition, Turkey has banned academics from leaving the country and urged those traveling abroad to return home. Russia's top Olympic official said on Wednesday that he expected a final decision by Sunday over whether the entire Russian Olympic team will be banned from next month's games in Rio. The International Olympic Committee is examining its legal options following a report by World Anti-Doping Agency investigator Richard McLaren that accused Russia's sports ministry of overseeing doping of the country's Olympic athletes. Russian Olympic Committee President Alexander Zhukov said the issue is to be resolved by Sunday and that the most important issue is the approval of the Russian national team lineup for its participation in the Olympic Games. Russian triple jumper Ekaterina Koneva was asked how she feels if all Russian athletes were banned from the Games. She said, "I think we will all be crying. In fact, it's very sad and frustrating, all these thoughts in our heads. What if we're not admitted? What do we do? But hope dies the last. We still have another chance. It's tomorrow." This is VOA News. AIDS looks vastly different today from the last time the International AIDS Conference was held in South Africa 16 years ago. For one thing, while new infections continue, more people are on treatment and babies no longer have to get the virus if their mothers are infected. Carol Pearson fires this report for VOA.
There was a time when babies of HIV-positive mothers were born with the virus and routinely got sick and died. But now, all babies can remain AIDS-free, even though their mothers are infected. Rachel Stirk is a senior scientist at a division of the National Institutes of Health.
The mother-to-child transmission is one of the greatest success stories in HIV research, but there's still 150,000 children in low- and middle-income countries who become infected with HIV every year.
The challenge is getting HIV-infected women on treatment and keeping them on it for life. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
This year, Thailand eliminated mother-to-child HIV transmission, the first country in Asia to do so, and other developing countries like Haiti are close behind.
Let's hear it for the next President of the United States of America, Donald Trump.
That's the voice of Mike Pence. He's the governor of the state of Indiana and soon-to-be Republican vice presidential nominee as he introduces the soon-to-be Republican nominee for president, Donald Trump, arriving via helicopter in Cleveland, Ohio. This is Governor Pence.
And I'm convinced what begins in Cleveland will end in the White House. Thank you, and God bless you, and welcome to Cleveland.
Several hundred protesters gathered outside the Republican convention in Cleveland Wednesday, denouncing the policies of Republican nominee Donald Trump, saying he's dividing the country with his criticisms of immigrants and Muslims. Kenneth Lane, a Trump supporter from New York, said President Barack Obama's border control policies allow anyone to enter this country. Former Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives Newt Gingrich.
There are many Latinos who are here legally who actually believe in legal immigration. They're not for illegal immigration either. And I think there are also many Latinos who are very concerned about education, about jobs, and about health care. And if Trump has better answers to those questions, he's going to get far more votes than people think.
Now, Mr. Trump has said that he will build a wall along the 3,200-kilometer U.S. border with Mexico, a proposal that has drawn ridicule from Democrats and immigrant rights groups for its symbolism, its immense logistical challenge, and the claim that Trump could force Mexico to pay for it. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.